You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it. This is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. I am CJ Williams, and we are at the Charlotte Business Owners Networking event here in Uptown Charlotte. Be sure to check us out wherever you get your podcasts, and of course on YouTube as well. This interview is brought to you by Podcast Titans, where they help you plan, produce, publish your podcast. Visit PodcastTitans.com to learn more about getting your video podcast produced and out to the world. I'm joined by Mr. Harold here.
What's going on? What's going on?
Looking like a linebacker.
Hey, man. That's a compliment coming from you, man. I appreciate it, man. How you doing today,
I'm doing good, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for stopping by.
Absolutely.
So, working in health and wellness?
Yeah. Absolutely.
More particularly weight loss?
Weight loss. So basically, I'm a health coach.
Okay.
And my goal is to allow people to understand how to love their reflection again. And I work with everybody from doctors to single moms to businessmen, trying to understand that, stop that cycle of the start over. The start over loop is so real because you look good on paper, right? You do all the things right. You are checking off all the boxes, but when you look at yourself in the mirror, you feel something missing. So what we do, we come in and we understand that you're not the problem. We let you know that you are the solution. And having that solution, all you need is one day at a time.
So it's more of a psychological thing.
Absolutely. The mindset is where everything starts. When you tap in within your mind, you understand that you already had the power already to accomplish everything that you wanted to accomplish in life.
Cool. What's the name of your business?
Well, my business is called Be Great Guys Group, LLC. But our app is called Tap In Wellness.
Okay.
Yes.
So, what got you into this?
Oh, man. My son got me into this. He taught me that even though at that time I was 320 pounds, I was so unhealthy mentally, he showed me how to become a better father by just his innocence, just me wanting to be something that I grew up in. I understood that having my health is not just being able to have money in the bank account, being able to provide financially for my family. It's been about understanding that I want to be here for him. And being here for him, I had to make the hard choice to be here for myself first. And I had to look at myself in the mirror and I had to understand that if I'm going to be the best father I can possibly be, I have to be the best man for myself that I can possibly be.
That makes sense. Now, this is off. You said your son's innocence.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah, come on now.
Let me ask you this.
Yep.
Have you ever used your kids as a crutch?
As a crutch?
To get you through.
Oh, like, man. That's heavy, brother. Okay, you sound like a father now. Okay. Come on, I like that answer. You know, I like that question.
You know, you come in from a hard day.
Yep.
You're dealing with the world.
Okay.
And all of the things.
Yeah.
And your kids don't know anything about that.
Absolutely.
Nor do they care.
None of that. Yes, sir.
But you walk in the door, and for me at least, you know, and just go sit next to your kid, let them crawl over you. Smell them.
Come on now. Yeah.
Kiss on them. And you just forget about, and you realize none of that shit matters.
None of it matter, man. I mean, that's heavy, brother. And it's pivotal when we have those relationships and when we have those times and we don't overlook them, because we can look past them. We can just walk to our office and try to continue work and not be in the moment. And when we are able to be in the moment, that's when we have those mindset shifts of, okay, this is what I'm doing it for. I'm not doing it for my own accolade. I'm not doing it for money in the bank account. I'm doing it to be able to have these moments when I can sit and smell my son. Sit and just look at him and just, oh man,
you have
to stare
at
him, man. It's such a blessing to be able to be in a position to where you have a choice, and we can choose to let life live through us or we can choose to take life by the reins, man, and live it as much as we possibly can. And when I mean living it, I mean enjoying the moments that matter. And those moments that matter, I'm gonna keep that, man. Smelling your son, I gotta keep that. I gotta use it. I mean, I can't wait to go home to do it. And it's so good. I mean, that's the father in me. That's the father in you. You have kids?
I have a 5-year-old.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Of course you will have that answer. Yeah. I'll ask that question, man. I love it. Yeah. But it's such a beautiful question, man. I thank you for asking that question.
Back to the health and wellness, man.
Okay.
You said you were 320.
I was.
How'd you? Where you at now?
Man, I'm 242.
242. What was your secret to getting down to that? Because I'm sure that's part of something you, like, with your clients. That's what helps you with your clients,
absolutely,
right? Your experience.
Absolutely. The thing that really helped me was taking a long look in the mirror and having a hard conversation with myself. And the conversation that I had with myself was, I'm worth fighting for. And I didn't believe that back then until my son showed me that. And when I had that experience, I had to look past what was looking back at me, look past the weight, look past all the imperfections, the shame, the guilt, and I had to look toward my potential. And my potential was, I'm worth it, and I'm enough to do this. Because no matter how many times I pay for a coach, how many times I buy a diet plan, all of that is cool in its place, but if I'm not mentally ready, it's all null and void. It's a waste of time. Because I wasn't physically tapped in. And when I looked at myself in the mirror, man, I told myself that I was ready and I was enough. That's when the weight started to come off, because I was having a better conversation with myself. I wasn't shaming myself or guilting myself when I ate something I shouldn't. I was like, all right, man, I enjoyed it, but I'm gonna eat something good next time. I mean, because the stomach always gonna get hungry. You know what I mean? You're gonna eat, you're gonna mess up, but in a couple of hours, you're gonna eat, you're gonna be hungry again. So I just make sure that next time I do better. And when I talk to my clients that way and I make it so personable, they understand that, man, I don't have to be perfect in this. Man, I can live the life that I want, I can enjoy the food that I want. I just have to live in moderation. And that is the key. That has been the key to my success. And I'm fortunate and blessed to be able to speak and shine light to others that same way.
So how will you deliver your service? Is it more virtual? Is it like
that's a great question. It's all virtual ever since COVID. It was an in-person experience. But now, since COVID, we've been able to branch out and scale to where it's a national company now. To where we have cohorts, we have private one-on-ones, we have group coaching, and it's all within our Tap In Wellness app. So you come into the app, you come into our ecosystem, and then you are inundated with health, with wellness, with knowing that you're enough, with resources that could really help you, that is all at your fingertips.
So you said an app as well?
Yeah, the app is called Tap In Wellness.
So talk about your business, your company. Who's involved in it?
Oh, man. Great question, man. My beautiful wife is my biggest supporter, my biggest investor, and she is the one that lets me know when I am getting off topic, when I'm derailing, when I'm looking at things not from a holistic standpoint.
She steers you in the right direction.
She's my guardian angel, man. She takes care of me.
How long have you been married?
Almost 10 years. Yeah, so actually it is 10 years. So my son turns 10, so we got married so it's 10 years. 10 years in June.
That's dope. So what's the secret to success for you guys?
Wow. That's a great question. The secret to success for our marriage is to be able to look at each other in the eye and have a hard conversation and know that hard conversation is met with nothing but love. And to know that if I say something to you that you're not gonna agree with, you know I'm not coming at you with malice, vice versa. And we can leave the conversation where it is and get up and still dance in the middle of the living room. Still have fun. I can still rub up on her in front of my kids because my kids can't stand that.
That's nasty, right?
They can't stand that, especially my son. He was like, hey, what you doing? Get off my mama. Oh, man.
When I say the word brand, what does that mean to you?
Identity. My brand is something that I'm continuing to evolve into, and I'm allowing the world to see my evolution. And through that, I am branding myself to Be Great Guys. So when people see me, it's, oh, you Mr. Be Great Guy. And that's starting to feel good for me now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So how are people finding you?
They're finding me on social media. My social media handle is Coach Harold Logan on IG. I'm only on IG. My wife called me an old man because I'm only on IG. I'm not on TikTok, not on YouTube anymore, but I'm currently on IG right now. I'm under Coach Harold Logan, and you can find me there. I put out daily content. I am also doing daily lives starting April 1st, where I'm doing 15-minute daily lives on IG to just talk about health, man. I'm going to pull a question out of the hat that my clients give me. I asked my clients 2 months ago to give me a list of 50 questions. They sent those questions over to me, so I'm just going to pull a question out of the hat and just go for it.
So do you spend your day mostly just on video calls, like virtual calls?
Yeah, most of my day is spent with one-on-ones and group coaching, and that's through our Tapping Wellness app. We do. We have our Zoom calls that we do. I have two clients that I meet up with in person because they are grandfathered in, and they tell me that they would never go on Zoom, so that I have to meet them in person. So, but they are two of my clients that's been with me the longest, man, and they become family.
All right. What's the best part about your job, man?
Waking up, knowing I get to do it all over again.
That's dope. All right. We're going to wrap this thing up. You mentioned a little bit before, what's the best way for people to reach out to you and start working with you?
Absolutely. So my name is Harold Logan. I'm the owner of Be Great Guys Group, LLC. We have our Tap In Wellness app. It's our wellness ecosystem. You can reach out to me through our IG at Coach Harold Logan. You can also come find me at haroldlogan.com. And my handle is 704-681-3242 for my business contact.
Harold, man.
Oh, man. Thank you.